gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Clicking off lap number 95 here as the clock approaches the 4 o'clock hour in the Eastern time zone. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Motor Racing Network live at Michigan International Speedway, the NASCAR Cup Series, and our proud premier partners, Busch Light, Coca-Cola, and Xfinity, here at the Fire Keepers Casino 400. As we work here, lap number 96, my name is Alex Hayden. Alongside is Mike Bagley and Todd Gordon. We're in the broadcast booth. Dave Moody's in turns 1 and 2. Tim Catalfamo from Marlboro, New Jersey, is out in turns 3 and 4. Steve Post and Chris Wilner on the pit lane.
Time now for a mid-race update presented by Wendy's. Big news, bacon lovers. Wendy's Son of a Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. That's a whole lot of bacon for just $3. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's. 96 laps have been complete. We've got 24 laps to go in stage two. William Byron is the race leader. Christopher Bell is second. Tyler Reddick is third. Brad Keselowski fourth. And Ryan Preece rounds out the top five. Todd Gilliland right now is sixth with Denny Hamlin in seventh. Carson Hocevar in eighth. Zane Smith ninth. And Michael McDowell is in tenth. We've had 4 caution flags for 19 laps. The first came out at lap 45 at the end of stage one. We had the next one at lap 59 when Noah Gregson and John Hunter Nemechek got tangled up on the backstretch. Lap 66 was a 4-car crash involving Chase Briscoe, Daniel Suarez, Alex Bowman, and Cole Custer. And then the most recent caution flag at lap 72, John Hunter Nemechek spinning in turn number 3. We have been green ever since. And again, now we have 22 laps to go in this second stage.
Again, William Byron the leader. Christopher Bell is second. They run here under green just past halfway, but Todd Gordon, that doesn't tell the whole story between those top two.
No, if you look at those top two, you know, obviously William Byron came at lap 68. I think he can make it on fuel. I don't believe that Christopher Bell can. Chris Wilner, you've heard a little communication there. Adam's kind of whipping at him, isn't he?
He kind of is. Exactly right, Todd. He just told Christopher Bell, if you can catch William Byron, go ahead and pass him. I mean, let's go ahead and try to run him down because they know that the bet's been made as far as needing to pit before the end of the stage. Now, you and I were talking before we came back just about how far they can go. We're getting a sense about another 8 to 10 laps for Christopher Bell. The crew here on pit road starting to get the helmets on, so it's a matter of time, but they're edging Christopher to keep digging and try to get the lead back before he has to pit.
So when I said Adams, I meant Adam Stevens, his crew chief, who's sitting on top of the box, 2-time champion, cup champion. I look at the situation for the 20 car, and when you look at pitting under green, you're going to lose exactly a lap. You're going to come out where you left the racetrack, relatively within a few car lengths. So I think Adam Stevens is asking Christopher, get as close to that 24 as you can. We'll see if we can jump him in this pit and not go a lap down, be on the tail end of the lead lap when we come to pit road.
Christopher Bell right now is 5 car lengths behind William Byron. He's running second on the racetrack right now, and he is trying hard. He's been looking to the inside, off the corner several times. Tim Catalfamo, now he's just trying to get to the back bumper of William Byron.
And that has been a challenge thus far for Christopher Bell. It's almost like he's hit a buffer where he can only get to about three or four car lengths beyond where they are running right now, still trailing Byron off of four.
He's going to stay right there, but he's getting closer, and that's just kind of the goal, as Todd and Chris just pointed out and laid out perfectly. Behind them, Tyler Reddick in third sees Brad Keselowski beginning to close in for that spot.
Brad Keselowski has whittled that deficit from about 10 car lengths down to maybe four now, trying to close the gap between himself and Tyler Reddick. That's the battle for third and fourth to the back straightaway.
Brad Keselowski has been staring down Tyler Reddick for the last several laps, but again, he can't seem to get the power down coming off of the corner to get alongside of Reddick. This time through three, Reddick and Keselowski are separated by a car length.
Battle for third now taking place 2.4 seconds behind William Byron as they come across the line. 18 laps to go in this stage. A couple of drivers obviously with their hands full right now. Joey Logano being one of them with that loose race car C-post. I'm sure that's quite a handful for Joey, who now has fallen to 21st, 19 and a half seconds behind the race leader.
Joey has just had a handful. He was asking, he thought there was another pit stop in this phase, in this stage of the race, and he was talking to Paul Wolf. He said, if you ever decided to short pit, this is the time, because I can't drive this race car. It's wicked loose. And they just cued the radio. Coleman Presley said, we're not pitting till the end of the stage. So Joey Logano, he is on big time hang on mode in that Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang.
While that takes place, the battle for the lead is good, as is the battle for third.
Christopher Bell has just slowly but surely reeled in William Byron. Following orders from the top of the pit box, he's now just a car length back.
Here comes Christopher Bell starting to challenge William Byron for the top spot. In turn three, Bell takes his ream Toyota right to the white line on the bottom of the racetrack, right behind William Byron.
Off the corner they come. Christopher Bell will close in on the back bumper of William Byron for the lead. Here they come across the line. Bell's got Byron in the crosshairs, although he's not quite close enough to make that move.
He actually lost about a half to three quarters of a car length that time around. He'll have to rally the troops again. He goes to the bottom of the racetrack. Once again, begins the process of reeling in the leader, William Byron.
Catching the leader is one thing. Making that pass has been a challenge this afternoon for several drivers. Byron's got that clean air to the nose of his Chevrolet. Christopher Bell ducking low in turn three, trying to get clean air to the nose of his Toyota.
Can't quite get there, and Bell again drifts up the racetrack behind the race leader William Byron. Across the line, 15 to go now here in stage number two. Byron the race leader, Bell second, back in turn one.
Christopher Bell would love to add a stage win to his resume here, but he's got some work to do. William Byron is leaving the bottom wide open. He runs about a groove and a half up off the bottom of the racetrack.
And there's no lap traffic for a country mile right now, separating again William Byron and Christopher Bell in this battle for the lead. They remain one car length apart on the entry to the corner, and they run the same lines. Byron in the middle, Bell on the bottom.
Christopher Bell's going to give up the ghost. He's going to come to pit road. Here he comes. He'll make the pit stop at lap 106. He got just about as close to William Byron as he could, and this green flag pit stop for Christopher Bell and that Ream Toyota Camry will take place at lap 106. Let's cover the stop.
The call is four tires from Adam Stevens. Christopher Bell said, I don't think I can get by William Byron. That was the plan. Since that was unable to be accomplished, Adam Stevens says, let's go ahead and fill it up now. Four tires, Sunoco fuel slide, air pressure adjustment for Christopher Bell. He's down and away.
Christopher Bell gets back to 50 miles per hour, the pit road speed. Got to be careful. Can't afford a penalty here. Race leader William Byron exits turn number four. Bell just now getting to the end of the pit lane speed area. He can get on the hammer, but the race leader William Byron will go flashing by in turn one. And Bell will fall a lap down, but he's going to fall right in line, right behind the leader, just as Todd Gordon said.
With Progressive Customer Service, there are lots of ways to connect with us, so you never have to miss a second of your favorite sport. Because you'd much rather watch a ball go through a net 124 times in 48 minutes when you don't really have to pay attention until the last two, and then somehow those 2 minutes will take an hour. You don't want to miss all that. Luckily, you can chat with Progressive on our app, online, or over the phone without missing a single one of those times the ball goes through the metal circle.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
NASCAR history.
Denny wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
Told by the people who made that history.
President Reagan was there. He got us on the front page and we got him in the sports page. It was a good trade-off from that standpoint.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast The Road to Royalty. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career, 50 Years of MRN, The 1993 Season, Junior's Journey, and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
Here at the Michigan International Speedway, the caution is flying for the fifth time today. Off turn four, Ryan Blaney went for a spin. He went up, caught the outside safer barrier, slid all the way down towards the entrance of the pit road, and Steve Postes now parked his car in front of you.
Yeah, and right front tire is down, and I believe Ryan said he had that tire go down, which is what put him in the wall. Right now, they're having a little struggle getting the jack onto the right side of the Menards Ford Mustang. There, they finally get it jacked up, but right side damage on the car. They're going to get right side tires in. Jonathan Hassler telling the crew, let's get the tires on, let's take a look, let's survey the damage, and then let's decide if we're going to go out and try to keep on the lead lap, lose a lap, where we're at as far as the damage repair goes. They set the car down now and they are going to take left side tires as well. So Ryan Blaney after that brush up with the wall here on pit road.
And that puts us under caution flag number 5 from Michigan International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Pit road is open. We've got takers in front of Steve Post.
Waiting on fuel is what a lot of the drivers are doing. Denny Hamlin, it was painful watching them put the fuel in the car after the tire work was done. Also in, Kyle Busch gets pit service and a whole bunch of others. Here comes the damaged car of Ryan Blaney. Chris Wilner.
William Byron came in after that battle with Christopher Bell, said I'm still a little bit snug. They took four tires in Sunoco Fuel. Tyler Reddick from the back of the field running in the top five said I'm also a little bit tight center off, so they made an adjustment there. Four tires and fuel for Chris Buescher as well as Ross Chastain here pit stops on lap number 110.
William Byron, the first off the pit lane. Tyler Reddick off in second. Carson Hocevar, Denny Hamlin, Bubba Wallace now, the fifth driver, the fifth fastest off the pit lane with Priest, Chastain, and Larson right behind them. Looks like everybody's taken four tires under this most recent set of pit stops, which come, Alex, with 10 laps to go in this second stage.
Yeah, and let's follow up with Chris Wilner on the issues and the strategy with Christopher Bell, crew chief Adam Stevens. Chris, they were off sequence the way it was, but I guess they were hoping this was going to stay green until the end of the stage?
They were, because they were trying to get Christopher Bell to repass William Byron for the lead, to get back on the lead lap, I should say. And, of course, the yellow comes out just as Christopher Bell got up to speed. So Adam Stevens queued up the radio and said, well, we know the car's good when we have track position, but now we just have to make something out of this. So they're going to come down pit road. They'll get the free pass as well, so they'll get back on the lead lap. But Christopher Bell will, unfortunately, now have to drive his way through the field, but they're not giving up yet. There's no hope lost there in the Joe Gibbs Racing pit, but certainly their job's got a little tougher here.
So as they are on the pit lane, Christopher Bell getting his service here at lap 111 gives us a chance to tell you how the field's running, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR. Fans of fast, get ready for real unlimited data on reliable 5G with no contracts or hidden fees. Now at Walmart and straighttalkwireless.com. Straight Talk Wireless. Wireless.
Staying on the racetrack, we're the front three. They are now at the front of the field, including leader Austin Cindric. Austin Dillon is second, and Chase Briscoe is third. Cody Ware is up to the number four spot. William Byron is fifth. Sixth is Tyler Reddick. Carson Hocevar is seventh. Denny Hamlin is eighth. Bubba Wallace ninth, and Ryan Preece is tenth.
Running 11th right now is Ross Chastain. 12th is Kyle Larson. Eric Jones is 13th. Ty Dillon 14th, and Todd Gilliland 15th. Chase Elliott is 16th, but he won't be there for long. He's just been nabbed for equipment interference. He's going to have to go to the back again. Keselowski is 17th. Chris Buescher is 18th. Michael McDowell 19th. And Josh Berry is 20th.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is 21st. Ty Gibbs is 22nd. Zane Smith is 23rd. Shane Van Gisbergen is 24th. 25th is A.J. Allmendinger. 26th is Kyle Busch. 27th right now is Daniel Suarez. 28th is Joey Logano. 29th, Justin Haley. And 30th is Riley Herbst.
Noah Gregson's 31st. Christopher Bell right now is 32nd with Ryan Blaney 33rd, John Hunter Nemechek 34th, Cole Custer 35th, and Alex Bowman 36th. The Custer and Bowman cars, the only cars out. John Hunter Nemechek is being repaired. It remains to be seen if he'll be able to rejoin the racetrack. Upon further review, that penalty for the 9 has been rescinded. The 9, of course, driven by Chase Elliott, originally tapped for equipment interference. Now that penalty has been waived off, and Chase will be able to keep his 14th restarting position.
We have just gotten the one-to-go signals. The drivers choose Steve Post. Ryan Blaney still sits on the pit lane.
Yeah, and what happened on this car, when he got up into the fence, the right rear toe link was damaged, so they're going to replace that. Working along pit road. Three crew members under the car, the jackman over on that side as well, but damage to that suspension piece, the toe link for Ryan Blaney.
So a tough break there for Blaney, and I know that, you know, that contact didn't look that severe, but I think it was the angle in which he got it coming off the corner. He immediately spun that car to the bottom of the racetrack and obviously had to come to pit road. But Ryan Blaney, Alex, was on the short list of drivers to consider for victory today, but one of many drivers to face adversity today at Michigan.
Yeah, he has been, and that's kind of a snapshot of the season for Ryan Blaney. He's had all kinds of bad luck throughout the opening few races, and then he went out, got himself a win, got himself playoff eligible, comes here to Michigan, and so much on the line, like we've talked about, with the Heritage Trophy for Ford Motor Company. They're trying to win that back, and gets into the fence out there off turn number four and spins his way down to the pit lane. He's still in the race, still working on the car in pit road, Mike. He's about to go three laps down.
And the elbows are about to go up inside of these race cars. When they come to the line, the green flag will fly again. We'll have seven laps remaining in stage two. Pace car is on the pit lane. It'll be Austin Cindric and Austin Dillon on the front row of this one. Cindric will restart to the outside. Austin Dillon now to the inside. Make that the Chase Briscoe car that will restart to the inside of Austin Cindric. Green flies, the leaders head back to one.
Chase Briscoe, who's had some adventures since starting on the pole earlier this afternoon, he drifts up off the bottom, gets sandwiched in the middle of a three-wide sandwich, and here comes up the inside William Byron for the lead.
Briscoe getting shuffled on the restart. Byron there challenging for the lead, but it's Austin Cindric to the point in turn three. Now here's Tyler Reddick jumping to the bottom and snatching the lead away from Austin
car. Drifts wide off turn four, leaves the bottom open. The crossover is on. Cindric back to the bottom of the front stretch. He'll grab the lead. William Byron will tag along in the draft. Byron tries to go alongside for second and maybe the top spot.
Will he be down low? Will slide through for that number two spot, but maybe not for long. He gets tight in the middle of the corner. Around the outside, Tyler Reddick rips back to the two spot.
Byron will have to settle for third. Further back, they are really mixing it up from fourth on back. Ross Chastain, Chase Briscoe, and Carson Hocevar almost wadded them up coming off a two. They remain side by side for three.
Ross Chastain right now to the bottom. Carson Hocevar topside leaning on one another coming off the corner in this ongoing battle for fourth. At the start-finish line, William Byron just powers his way to the bottom of Tyler Reddick to take second. Now it's Byron who'll give Cindric the look for the lead.
Puts the crosshairs on the back bumper of the Austin Cindric machine. Nothing for him this time. Cindric running the very bottom through one and two. Up to the fourth spot, Ross Chastain beginning to close.
Chastain now starting to close in on the third place car of Tyler Reddick. And the battle for the lead in turn number three is tightening as well. William Byron only a car length behind Austin Cindric as they work their way back to the main straightaway.
Ryan Blaney's repairs on the right rear are complete. He's back on the track. He is five laps down as they make their way past the start-finish line to the leaders. It's Cindric at the lead, but for how long? Because Byron's on the march.
William Byron is right there. He looks high this time going into turn number one. Now drops back down into the tire tracks of Cindric. Now moves up again. He's going to try the outside line. Runs out of real estate off turn two.
William Byron looking high and looking low to try to get around Austin Cindric. Cindric takes a defensive line this time into the corner as Byron looking outside once again. Here's Byron right in the tire tracks of Cindric out of four.
When they reach the line, there'll be three laps to go in stage two. Austin Cindric swings wide off the corner, immediately takes everybody to the white line at the bottom. Back up top, back to the bottom, snaking his way across the line and back to the corner.
William Byron right in his tire tracks, bobbing and weaving like a prize fighter, trying to find a line that'll work for him. Cindric on the bottom continues to show the way. They'll race off turn two to the backstretch.
And as Cindric continues to hold the top spot, William Byron continues to fight to get around him. It's now bringing Tyler Reddick, Ross Chastain, and Carson Hocifar in what is going to be a five-car fight for the race lead.
Ross Chastain gets aggressive at the bottom side of turn number four, trying to take over the third spot from Tyler Reddick. He'll pull even with him at the start-finish line. Two laps to go, stage number two with Cindric the leader.
Austin Cindric by a car length and a half, maybe two over Byron. The battle is for second. Down to the yellow line at the bottom of the racetrack, Carson Hocifar. He'll pass Reddick. He'll pass Chastain. He'll take third.
Hocifar will take that spot away. William Byron now looking to the outside side of Austin Cindric, halfway down the back straightaway. This is the battle for the lead. Here's Byron diving into the bottom on Cindric in four.
Here they come off the corner, wheel to wheel for the lead. Byron to the inside of Cindric. Further back, you got Chastain to the inside of Reddick for position number four. One lap remaining in stage two, and the battle for the lead's a good one. William Byron trying to side draft off Austin Cindric.
Last shot by Byron as he squeezes him up the banking. He'll slide underneath him in turn number one. Crossover mover now. Move down to the bottom comes Cindric, but he hasn't got him. He'll have to fall in the tire track.
Byron's got the lead. Now he tries to break the draft, going down the back straightaway, zigzagging as they get to the corner. Here's Austin Cindric in second, feeling a challenge to his right elbow, courtesy of Carson Hocifar.
As they come down off turn number four to the green and white checkered flag, awaits from Shannon Bednarik atop of the flag stand. To the line, William Byron will pick up the stage two win here in the Firekeepers Casino 400. The top 10 in stage is presented by Powerball. The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back. Start your entries for the chance to win $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR. William Byron wins the stage. Austin Cindric was second. Carson Hocifar was third. And Tyler Reddick was fourth. Ross Chastain came home fifth. Ryan Preece was sixth. Bubba Wallace seventh. Eighth was Denny Hamlin. Ty Dillon ninth, and Eric Jones rounded out the top 10. And for the sixth time today, caution is on the speedway.
Place your bets with Firekeepers online casino and sportsbook app. Bet on events for all the major sports, plus wagering on upcoming championships. We have all the online slots and live table games you love. A major upgrade is coming soon. Get ready for more. More games, more rewards, more cash out options, and more ways to win. Stay tuned. You won't want to miss it. Get your Vegas on with Firekeepers online.
Napa, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, Napa has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission, to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know.
Napa knows.
33 cars remain here on the racetrack. 32 of them are on the lead lap. Ryan Blaney, the only driver a lap or more down. As a matter of fact, he was five laps down, so he will get one of those laps back with the free pass. Blaney will now go to four laps down. From Michigan International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
June Dairy Month is a special time to discover, taste, and celebrate the legacy of Wisconsin dairy. Dairy farming is key to Wisconsin's economy and communities. Because 95% of Wisconsin farms are family-owned, our dairy farmers are committed to incorporating science and sound practices to ensure they produce the best quality milk while protecting the planet. Visit WisconsinDairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is being brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Wisconsin dairy generates more than $45 billion to Wisconsin's economy. That's over $86,000 per minute. Wisconsin has always been a leader in dairy. That's why we are a dairy powerhouse. Visit WisconsinDairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Motor Racing Network's coverage from Michigan International Speedway is brought to you by Wendy's new Frosty Flavors.
Picture perfect day here at Michigan International Speedway for the Firekeepers Casino 400. We've had ourselves quite the race here today. We're past the halfway point. 122 laps have been complete. Gives us 78 to go, and William Byron is the race leader.
Right now, the field is working halfway down the backstretch. These pit stops will happen at lap 123, and William Byron, Chase Elliott, Chris Buescher, Chase Briscoe, Austin Cindric have all taken turns atop the leaderboard. And right now, we've got 78 laps remaining in the entire race, and this will not be the final pit stop. They're going to have to come down at least one more time to make sure that they've got everything they need to challenge for a win or a good finishing position on the racetrack. So right now, as the field comes into turn number four, they come to the entrance of pit road, and we expect that pit road to be opened. It is, and we'll see who all is going to come down for service. Austin Cindric will come down. Lots of others will stay on the racetrack for about the top 10 or 12 spots or so, but there is a breaking of ranks behind them. Ty Dillon's coming down. Also, Kyle Larson, Austin Dillon, Michael McDowell, others. We begin pit coverage at lap 123 with Chris.
Kyle Larson still fighting a tight race car. They're using this opportunity to get adjustment on it and get some tires on that HendrickCars.com Chevrolet crew already at work. Austin Dillon is in his pit box. Right side tires and the fuel can is in. Also, Riley Herbst on my end. Steve Post.
Austin Cindric is in. They're waiting on fuel. There they go, down and away. So Austin Cindric had to fill that car up with fuel. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is in. Joey Logano is in, trying to tighten up that race car. Chase Briscoe, major chassis adjustment on his damaged race car as well. These pit stops into stage two here, lap number 123.
Problem for Shane Van Gisbergen is he went out of his pit box, got about five down the way, slammed on the brakes, and then had to go backwards back to his pit box. Looked like they had a loose wheel, and they were able to get that tightened up. And here are the fastest cars off of pit road presented by Eero. At Eero, they believe it's time to get more from Wi-Fi. From Wi-Fi, introducing Eero Pro 7, bringing you Wi-Fi at the speed of life. And Eero 7, your entry into Wi-Fi 7. Discover their newest generation of routers on Eero.com. That's Eero.com.
Christopher Bell comes off the pit lane. Also, others come off the pit lane as well, including Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott. You've also got, looks like Zane Smith, Ty Dillon as well, all coming off the pit lane at this round of pit stops at lap 123.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on a qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast. The 1993 season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
William Byron continues to lead Carson Hocevar, Tyler Reddick, Ross Chastain, and Ryan Preece. Lap 124 is on the board, 76 to go from Michigan International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Milk has been around for thousands of years. In the Bible, the Promised Land was described as a land flowing with milk and honey. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, recommended milk for its medicinal virtues. And throughout our own history, as the land was explored and settled, a big priority was the acquisition of milk cows.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Dunn Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Field has gotten the one-to-go signal. We're going to get the green flag with 74 laps to go. Gives us a chance to look at the Beefaroo stage preview presented by Beefaroo. Race fans, Beefaroo is giving you a chance to win and win big all season long. Download the Beefaroo app and enter for a shot at winning VIP race experiences, exclusive merch, and a meet and greet with Noah Gregson. Download the Beefaroo app now and enter for your chance to win. It's time to race to Beefaroo. Todd?
Yeah, as you look at this, I think there's a couple things going on. This stage has 74 laps to go when we take the green here. The guys that just pitted, they're going to need one can of fuel. They're going to need one. Everybody's going to need to stop one more time. The guys that came 10 laps before the stage break at 110, they may be waiting on a little bit of fuel. I see this as a situation where guys are going to get to the end of their fuel window and take what they need to finish the race.
As they make their way through turns 3 and 4, getting set to get back to the restart zone with 74 laps to go, is there a specific strategy of those that you feel more confident in?
I like the track position. The guys that came at 110, I still see Chase Elliott is near the front of the guys that had just pitted, might be in a good position, but I think that second or two that you're going to have to stick around might work out for these guys that pitted early.
Field comes into the restart zone. The green flag will fly lap 126. William Byron, Carson Hocevar seen the green flag wave, and they are up to the gearbox. Here's Byron. He'll get a fender out in front. Half the car out in front, but he cannot clear Hocevar before he reaches turn one.
Carson Hocevar trying to keep his foot in the door, succeeding in doing that as they hit turns one and two. One car up the banking. They go four wide. Ross Chastain got shoved in above a Wallace. For the moment, they're all going to get away with it.
It's a big mess out of turn number two, but they continue on. Halfway down the back straightaway to turn number three, William Byron is the leader. Hocevar is second. Reddick runs third. Denny Hamlin and Bubba Wallace the top five.
That's how they're going to spill up off of turn number four mid-pack. It is absolutely a mess of race cars. Everybody still jockeying for position. They were three wide for a moment there, back around where Brad Keselowski was, and they're going to settle things down back in turn one.
Top eight or so have very quickly gone to single-file formation. From there on back, it's two or three wide. They're chasing William Byron. He leads Hocevar by three.
And another three car lengths behind Carson Hocevar is the Tyler Reddick machine. Reddick has got a challenge in his rearview mirror courtesy of Denny Hamlin. The top four cars running identical lines down the backstretch now varied up through the corner.
One of those varied lines belongs to Denny Hamlin. He took his purple Toyota up the banking there, trying to get a better run on Tyler Reddick, and he will get it coming across the start-finish line. Here's Denny Hamlin just squeezing up onto the back bumper of Reddick in a battle for third.
Now he slides down to almost to the bottom of the racetrack. Reddick running about two and a half, maybe three grooves up, side by side as they race for the number three position.
Hamlin gets alongside of Tyler Reddick. This is the ongoing fight for the third spot. Reddick to the outside. Denny Hamlin to the inside. Into turn three. Both of them drive it in deep. Hamlin, though, will slide in front and take that spot away.
And he does slide right across the bow of the car he owns of Tyler Reddick. And right behind him, the second of the 2311 cars, Bubba Wallace. So three Toyotas, third, fourth, and fifth behind two Chevrolets.
Those two Chevrolets being driven by William Byron. Then it's five car lengths back to Carson Hocevar. A good 10, maybe 12 now to Hamlin, who's broken away from Reddick.
And Tyler Reddick has got more company. That is Bubba Wallace, who has cracked the top five. He's starting to zero in on the machine of Tyler Reddick. So it's Bubba who holds down the fifth spot. Five car lengths behind Bubba is Kyle Busch in sixth.
In the top five, it's all Toyotas and it's Chevrolets. The two Chevrolets are William Byron and Carson Hocevar. They're 1 and 2. Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick, and Bubba Wallace take care of the rest of the top five in Toyotas. The highest Ford right now is Josh Berry, back in position number 7.
He trails Kyle Larson, who had a strong run early, faded back a bit, and is now trying to hit the comeback trail. Kyle off turn number 2 is in position number 6.
Kyle Busch holds down that 6th position. He has just been very comfortable so far since the restart inside of the top 10. Josh Berry holds down 7th. Eric Jones, Chris Buescher, and Daniel Suarez.
Off the corner they race, watching the battle for the lead. Carson Hocevar is not letting William Byron get away. Matter of fact, he's going to follow Byron by a car length across the start-finish line as Hocevar is going to turn the wick up.
And the home state fans in the infield here in turns 1 and 2 kind of like that turn of events. Hocevar turning up the steam on the back bumper of William Byron. That's the battle for the lead.
Carson Hocevar definitely has got a very fast race car this afternoon. The question is going to be, how is he going to maneuver around William Byron? As the leader, Byron runs the middle groove through 3 and 4. Hocevar on the bottom.
Of course, these top two need to be judicious with their efforts. They don't want to get tangled up racing each other, because when they do that, that's going to allow Denny Hamlin to close in. Right now, Hamlin is about 6 car lengths behind Hocevar in second, Dave, and it looks like Denny's got something to work with.
He does indeed. He has closed the gap now from 12 to 15 car lengths down to 8 or 9 as those two leaders have Denny Hamlin closing in.
And Denny Hamlin picked up several car lengths on the deficit between him and Carson Hocevar through turns 1 and 2. Right now, Hamlin only trails Hocevar by about 3 car lengths. Hocevar trails the leader Byron by 1.
So Denny Hamlin is creeping up on this Byron-Hocevar battle for the lead, and they're starting to distance themselves from Tyler Reddick and Bubba Wallace. Looking further back, a couple of drivers on the comeback trail, including Ross Chastain, who got tangled up on that restart there for a moment. Problem is, Dave, he's got his teammate in front of him, and Kyle Larson's turned steam up on his back bumper.
Yeah, that's a pretty good 3-man battle right now, nose to tail through turn 1 and 2. Daniel Suarez up the banking. Ross Chastain on the bottom.
And Chastain has had his hands full all afternoon long. There have been several times in turns 3 and 4 in particular where his Chevrolet has shot way up the racetrack. This time through the corner, Chastain loses the spot to Kyle Larson.
Kyle Larson just dove to the bottom of Ross Chastain coming off the corner. And this battle is for the 11th position, just outside of the top 10. Larson may have completed the pass on Chastain. Now he wants another trackhouse car.
He's not satisfied yet. He's going to dive low now on Daniel Suarez. Power under him on entry into turn number 1. Pull away on exit of turn number 2. Larson gets 2 trackhouse Chevys in a lap.
And now Larson has cracked the top 10. He moves around Daniel Suarez. Now for Larson, the next car in front of him is Chris Buescher.
Got some work to do to run down Chris Buescher, however, as Buescher is now about 3 car lengths off the back bumper of Eric Jones. You know, we haven't talked a whole lot about Eric Jones today. John Hunter Nemechek had a great car in practice yesterday. Jones's car didn't seem to be matching the pace yesterday in practice of his team car, but now here racing, this Michigan native having himself a solid afternoon.
You know, it's always a fact of Eric Jones. When he comes to Michigan in the next-gen car, he's run in the top 10. Legacy Motor Club and Eric Jones have performed well here, and they've got another good performance going today. Now, John Hunter obviously running into some challenges, involved in a couple of accidents on the racetrack, and not a factor, but if you're an Eric Jones fan, your boy is doing you good. Right now, he is running in the eighth position. He's 4.2 seconds behind race leader William Byron with 64 laps to go.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now, there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at nascar.com/fanrewards.
One change in the top 10 while we were away. Chris Buescher has gotten around Eric Jones, put Chris Buescher in eighth, drop Eric Jones to ninth. That's about 5 seconds behind race leader William Byron. So the top five with 62 to go. William Byron, Carson Hocevar, Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick, and Bubba Wallace from Michigan International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Hey guys, Corey LaJoy here. Make sure you catch Stag and Penny's on all the NASCAR platforms each week. We talk to some of our greatest drivers, winners, relevant stories. You never know who's going to show up.
Hall of Famers, everything. And you're going to get the best race highlights, the best content, the best scanner audio, the best reactions, and by far, the best pit road breakdowns of any other podcast. Corey, where can they hear us?
You can find us on NASCAR on Tubi, SiriusXM Channel 90, wherever you find your podcasts, or on YouTube. Go check us out.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Race.
36th Annual Southern 500. They come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platforms.
Fallon Kulwicki out of turn number four, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
Back at Michigan International Speedway, change for the third position as we rejoin you from the Irish Hills. Tyler Reddick has just gotten to the inside of Denny Hamlin to claim third. Drop Hamlin now back to the number four position. Let's revisit some of the keys to winning today's race. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Todd?
Yeah, the first one I said maintain track position. Let's explicitly go into fuel strategy. Feeling like we're going to have that. We've seen that. Guys coming at different points. Lap 62, lap 68 during stage two and got themselves there. Short pitting the stage. Several of these guys came at 110, 10 laps before the stage ended. The rest of them came there. Still going to have to weigh out how this final stop works and what they've got with the fuel strategy.
59 laps, now 58 when they come to the line to go. So we're getting closer to the pit lane window opening up. Is this the type of race, Todd, that you would want to be at the head of that pit cycle? Do you want to be one of the first ones to come in?
I don't necessarily think I do because the lap times aren't getting slower. When you look at it, these guys are still running in the high 37s, low 38 second times. They're not getting slower. So the benefit of putting sticker tires on, it might be 3 or 4 tenths of a second faster per lap, not a second or so, and you'll be a lap down and vulnerable. So I think these guys will run deeper into their fuel window unless they need a balance adjustment that they just can't stand their race car with.
Just watching William Byron coming off the corner right now and just thinking about the whole season. with William Byron and Rudy Fugel. They won the season opening Daytona 500, and ever since then they've been up and down and up and down, and right now they find themselves on the good end of things here at Michigan. But when you look at what Rudy and William have accomplished here in 2025, they've been able to maintain presence inside of the top five, the top ten, consistently. And this is a situation that where they may have had a rough day, maybe the context isn't in the box score, but ever since we left Daytona to open the season, they've been factors in just about every single race up to this point.
Well, they finished second in stage one and they won stage two. So they're day-to-day, although they haven't been up front the whole time because of kind of the cycle of where pit cycles go. Rudy and William have done a really good job. They're in control of the race now. They're the leader of the 110 cycle, and really they have a good gap on the rest of them. If it goes green, I think they're in the greatest position to capitalize on a win today.
They've led the most laps so far today. They've led a total of 80 of the 144. The next in line on the lap leader count was Chase Elliott at 19 laps, but you know, you hate to say this, but we just saw just a couple races back, William Byron and Rudy Fugel, you guys talking about, they've got this race playing out the way they would like for it to. We saw this play out a couple of races back where they were the dominant car and ended up not winning that race in the Coca-Cola 600.
I want to give another shout-out right quick to a driver that had a great start to the day, had some challenges, got a little shaky, but has now gotten back to the front and is showing a lot of speed, and that's Kyle Busch. He started second this afternoon. He clipped the wall out of turn number two. Kind of got the shuffle backward a little bit. But right now, Alex, he is firmly...
Trouble turn two. Losing it all by himself is Todd Gilliland. Backs it up hard into the outside safer barrier. Grinds to a stop at the exit of turn two. The entrance of the back straightaway. Single car crash. Todd Gilliland in two.
Lap 145, and the caution flag flies for the second time today. Todd Gilliland getting crossed up in front of Dave Moody.
Yeah, it was a big hit as well. He has shortened up the rear end of that machine. There may have been a left rear or right rear tire failure on that car. It just swapped ends on him almost instantly. From there on, he was along for the ride. He has refired the machine. He is creeping back toward pit road, but it's going to be a second because the back end of that car is not like it used to be.
Chris Wilner, what is the team saying about what happened over there in turn two?
Yeah, the report from Todd Gilliland himself when he asked if he was okay, he was a little bit winded, but he said it was a left rear tire just unloading in the center of the corner, and that's what caused that car to go around. But the problem now is they're trying to tell him to keep it slow coming to pit road. We don't want to continue to damage the race car, although the rear end of this thing is absolutely destroyed. So Todd's trying to nurse it home, but a left rear failure for Todd Gilliland.
Well, Todd Gilliland has just spun the car around in the grass right over in front of Tim Catalfamo.
Yeah, he was trying to get to the pits, and I think because that tire is down, he just spun, and now he's in the grass about 2 feet off of the racetrack. There is a safety truck that has stopped there and now a tow truck. I believe they're going to have to tow Todd Gilliland out of there because I don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon.
So Todd Gilliland brings out caution flag number six of the Firekeepers Casino 400, and it puts us in a very unique position as far as pit strategy. We'll explain in a moment.
Here's what you missed last week on Toyota Gazoo Racing. Bubba was totally... as he... around the pack, managing to... across the finish line to claim me in victory lane. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
This is Kyle Larson.
I'm David Grau.
Hi, I'm Donnie Shaw.
This is Brian Brown.
This is Danny Dietrich.
Wing Nation is your go-to destination for all the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. This is Steve Post. Aaron Evernham, Ashley Strummy, and I will have all the latest news, insights, and conversations on Wing Nation's YouTube or Facebook pages, or listen and download and subscribe to Wing Nation on any podcast platform.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation. All sprint cars, all the time.
Pit Road will be open in a moment. First from Michigan International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Pit road is open. Steve Post, you got a lot of takers in front of you.
Denny Hamlin told to wait on the jack. He's down and away. This might be the money stop call. And how about that? Same Smith wins the race off from pit road. They're side by side rolling off pit road. Chase Briscoe is in. Kyle Busch was in. Now some of the teams waiting on fuel. Some of them have had to just go on the jack. Boy, Chase Elliott, he's just puttering down pit road. Not sure what happened on that, but that car is the last one off from pit road, Chris Wilner.
Waiting on fuel was William Byron. Lost a couple of spots, but the car got tighter. They were able to make an adjustment for tires and fuel. Tyler Reddick, a disastrous pit stop. Stalled as he was trying to get out of his pit box and lost a few more positions. So Tyler Reddick's going to have some work to do. They made a four-tire change and waited on fuel as well. Ross Chastain, also a driver that last pitted at 110, that waited on fuel. So disaster for Tyler Reddick after running in the top three here most of this second stage.
There was some strategy to be played out by a couple of these teams. Steve Post called it. Zane Smith got off the pit lane first. They did two Goodyear tires, new ones, and they're going to stay on some old tires. Same with Michael McDowell, who got off pit lane third. They also took just two Goodyear tires. Everybody else took four new sticker Goodyears, Todd.
Yeah, this is where it breaks down to where you came and how much fuel you had to put in. If the guys that had come at 110, the guys that were out leading in front, they had to wait on fuel to be full. You need to be full from this stop right here to get to the checkered flag. So you had to, if you were short on fuel because you pitted a little early in state before stage two, you were going to have to stick around and wait for fuel here. The guys that came at the stage break, they had to put less in. That affords them the opportunity to do two tires and leave a little quicker.
Okay, so you get all this fuel that you're just talking about. Do you have enough to get to the checkered flag with how much wiggle room tacked on?
Yeah. I think everybody's got the room to get to the checkered flag. We just stopped with 52 to go. We're going to have a couple. We've not gotten one to go. So we've got at least three caution laps on this one. So those three caution laps, figure you make three times the mileage here under caution. So that'll buy you two of those laps back. So now we're talking 50. That's right in the window of what we said we could do. I just don't feel like we've got wiggle room now for overtimes, especially more than one.
So that means, Dave Moody, everybody under this caution flag behind the pace car goes into fuel-saving mode.
They do exactly that. And you might think with no option for overtime for a lot of these drivers that they might mind their manners and be a little more polite than under different circumstances. I wouldn't bet on that. We've seen the way races here at Michigan can go in the final laps. I think they'll get to the final 10 and they'll say, fuel mileage be darned, we've got a race to win.
Right now on the racetrack, they will come to the line. It'll be 50 laps to go, and then the checkered flag will fly, and then a flurry of activity will be taking place in the infield of Michigan because we've got tractor trailers that obviously tote these race cars from point A to point B week in and week out. They have been rendezvoused with other haulers from their race shops that they're swapping out their Michigan cars and equipment, replacing it with Mexico City cars and equipment. They will all travel in unison down to the border in Laredo starting tonight. That's a 2,242-mile trek to get all the way to Autodrome Autodromo Hermanos Rodriguez, which is the site of the next NASCAR Cup Series race, the Viva Mexico 250, coming up 1 week from today. The NASCAR Cup Series first trip south of the border into Mexico. The NASCAR Xfinity Series will be rendezvousing at the border as well. We'll have coverage of the Mexico Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Cup Series all coming up this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from Mexico City, Mexico.
And you talked about this. I talked to a couple truck drivers in the garage today because it's such a unique situation. The teams came in before the garage opened, unloaded their Mexico City cars, and put them in their race haulers. After the race cars here will go into the swap-out trucks. They've got personnel from border crossing here. They're going to inspect the trucks, put the gates up, and seal them with an official seal. They're getting the inspection done here before they head south to Laredo.
It is quite the logistical process for the entire sport, and that's everybody included in traveling down to Mexico City for next weekend's races. We're going to be a busy group of folks here on the Motor Racing Network once we get south of the border next week, Mike, from NASCAR Cup Series practices to the Xfinity Series, Chilango 150. You mentioned the Viva Mexico 250 for the Cup Series. Why don't we throw in a couple of NASCAR Mexico Series races while we're at it?
We'll have the Ricardo Rodriguez 60 on Saturday, the Pedro Rodriguez 60 on Sunday. We will have lots of coverage coming your way from Mexico City. Of course, don't forget NASCAR Live Tuesday night at 7 Eastern. Crew Call with Todd and Steve Post on Wednesday. NASCAR Live Wide Open on Thursday. And then we are headed south of the border for a road course race that will be remembered for quite some time.
Everybody wants to be the inaugural winner of that event. It's going to be a great one down south of the border. Right now, we've got the Firekeepers Casino at Michigan to settle. Green flag goes back in the air. Carson Hocevar being absolutely shoved for all he's worth by Kyle Larson.
Larson shoves him into turn one and then abandons him, jumps to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll try and go under Hocevar for the lead. They're side by side at the exit turn two. Larson on the inside, Hocevar up high.
Two Chevrolets double wide for the race lead. Give the advantage to Carson Hocevar, but here comes Kyle Larson fighting back to the inside into the corner. Larson's got a half a car length out in front. Here comes Hocevar swinging around the outside.
Carson goes way at the racetrack. Hocevar goes higher. Carson Hocevar comes to the line to lead his first lap of the afternoon. Kyle Larson behind him in second, and now they're stacked up side by side for third.
Down to the inside line, holding the bottom is going to be Chris Buescher. They're going to go three wide for the moment. One car getting shuffled up out of the way. That's a loss for Zane Smith. He loses two spots in turn two.
Zane Smith continuing to drop backwards on this restart. Moving forward is Chris Buescher. He has gotten his way to fourth, and now he is challenging William Byron for the third position.
He's going to pull right up behind Byron, who in turn goes right up to the second place car of Kyle Larson. Looked like Larson had a big slip in turn four. Byron with a full head of steam. He'll drive by Larson to take second. Larson has Chris Buescher looking to his inside.
Buescher now looking to do the exact same thing. He looks to the bottom, nothing there. Looks to the top, but the lane is blocked because hurtling up to his right elbow. Here comes Zane Smith on the comeback trail. Oh, Buescher nearly loses it, but hangs on at the exit of two.
Really tight that time off of the corner. Zane Smith able to get around Chris Buescher. Ty Gibbs now able to do the same as they work their way back to the corner. It's Smith and Gibbs fighting hard for that fourth spot.
Now Ty Gibbs loses the nose of his Toyota. He'll slide way up the racetrack. That allows Chris Buescher to dive to the inside. Buescher will complete the pass. Here comes Josh Berry to the bottom of the racetrack, trying to get around Ty Gibbs, involved in this battle from fifth on back.
Yes, indeed. They are going hot and heavy right now. Sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth. Here's Ross Chastain to the bottom. He'll fire out underneath Berry. He'll bypass Denny Hamlin at the same time.
Denny Hamlin and Josh Berry fighting for that spot behind Ross Chastain, who is free and clear right now. Chastain now sets his sights on Ty Gibbs, who is two car lengths in front of him.
All the while, Carson Hocevar is the race leader. William Byron is second. Kyle Larson goes in the number three spot. Those three have put some distance between themselves and the battle for the number four spot in turn one.
Based on the way they're fighting back around the tail end of the top ten, getting as far away from that as possible, not a bad idea. Battle for fourth and fifth right now. Zane Smith trying to hold off Chris Buescher.
Chris Buescher right to the back bumper is Zane Smith this time out of turn number two. He'll follow him down the back straightaway. Zane Smith takes a defensive line going into the corner. He ducks low. Buescher goes lower.
Further back, getting a little tight for 16th position. Bubba Wallace about took the nose off Shane Van Gisbergen. Here's Van Gisbergen back to the inside of the racetrack, trying to take that spot back, and he will. Put Kyle Busch in the mix. Everybody, Dave, scrambling for every bit of real estate they can find on the racetrack.
Well, it's getting late. Where you would have maybe given somebody a break, given them a little extra room, you give nothing anymore. Kyle Busch has bypassed Tyler Reddick. Reddick now in a wheel-to-wheel battle with Michael McDowell.
It is go time for sure here in Michigan. Reddick trying to get around Michael McDowell. For the moment, Reddick will follow him back to turn three. Further up, the battle for the lead tightens out of four.
William Byron definitely running down Carson Hocevar. And Todd, the conditions here at Michigan continue to change.
Yeah, we've got pretty solid club cover right now with throughout the racetrack. And I really feel like that's taken some of the width of the racetrack away. Looks like that preferred second groove is the groove maybe running down to the bottom, but it doesn't seem like the racetrack's as wide as it was earlier in the sunshine.
Right now, we're watching cars working on the bottom and in the second lane from the bottom of the racetrack with an occasional trip up to the third lane. Right now, on the racetrack, we're watching William Byron stalking Carson Hocevar to the lead when they come to the line. It'll be 42 laps to go. Now, this is a private battle. This is a two-car breakaway, just about a second and a half over Kyle Larson in third, Zane Smith in fourth, and Chris Buescher, who rounds out the top five.
That battle for the lead tightens up with every passing moment. William Byron reeling in Carson Hocevar. Hocevar can see him coming, but there's not much he can do to hold him off at the moment.
Yeah, Byron is definitely starting to close in on the race leader. It is down to just one car length. The lead for Carson Hocevar into the corner. Hocevar goes low to block Byron. Byron this time looks high out of four.
Carson Hocevar the leader. Byron has run him down, Chris Wilner, but doesn't look like he's too eager to drive by the race leader.
He's not right now, Alex Hayden. The instructions from Rudy Fugel, his crew chief, were to save fuel like you did earlier. We still think we're a little bit short, maybe a lap and a half or two. We can get that back, but we don't need you to run Hocevar down and pass him. So just stay in his wake and use your fuel-saving methods here. So they feel like they're still a little bit short and happy to be content in the drafting wake of Carson Hocevar.
Well, right now, William Byron is about a half a car length behind Carson Hocevar, who continues to lead around the racetrack. Question is, Steve Post, what is the team telling Carson on the racetrack?
Well, the team is telling Carson, and honestly, it's the same that every team is telling their drivers. Save fuel, save fuel, save fuel is what they're saying. And down here, just watching the fueler on this team, and he literally was talking to one of his guys, and he put his hands about 2 inches apart and said it's really, really close, talking about how much fuel they got in the race car. And that's really the key, is how much fuel they got in the race car. I've tried to sneak a peek at the pit stop with some of the replays that they have down here. Haven't seen anything that would indicate that it was necessarily short on that, but not knowing exactly how much they had in the car and what they needed in the car, I'm not 100% sure. There is concern down here, but I'm not sure there's not concern with every pit up and down pit road. How much more for Hocevar, I'm not 100% sure.
Well, in Carson Hocevar's situation, he was one of the group that came at 110, 10 laps before the end of stage two. Their last stop, 9.88 seconds. I'd say that's a 13-gallon second or stop at best. When you look at Rudy Fugel in the 24 car, they were not 10.92. That's another probably gallon and a half of fuel that the 24 car was able to get in their car.
It's still 38 laps away from playing out here at Michigan, and an awful lot of nail-biting beginning to go on the pit lane as the leaders come down to the line, complete lap 162. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Motor Racing Network is live at Michigan International Speedway, the NASCAR Cup Series, and our premier partners, Busch Light, Coca-Cola, and Xfinity. We've raced the Fire Keepers Casino 400 down to 38 laps to go. My name is Alex Hayden. Mike Bagley and Todd Gordon join me in the broadcast booth with Dave Moody and Tim Cattelfamo in the turns, Steve Post and Chris Wilner on the pit lane.
Leaders come across the start-finish line, 37 laps to go. That was a private battle for the lead a moment ago. Now it becomes a three-way battle for the lead.
Getting a little more public. You know, we haven't talked much about Kyle Larson. He was decidedly ordinary in the first half of this race, but as he and Cliff Daniels tend to do, they are spot on as we get down to the finish. And he